This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. A few established Michigan musicians and public radio nerds have joined forces to start a new band called Public Access. They're releasing their first album today, and every song is named after a public broadcaster. Familiar names like Jack Speer, Dave Mattingly, and Ira Glass. Michigan Radio's Emily Fox has more.
Michigan native Steve Leaf had some melodies in his head that he wanted to bring to life. He enlisted Northern Michigan's Seth Bernard of Seth and May and founder of the Earthwork Music Collective, as well as some members of the Grand Rapids-based band The Crane Wives, to make it happen. Leaf says they first came up with the band name, Public Access, but they didn't know what to call all of their instrumental songs.
Every morning we'd show up to the sessions and everyone had NPR on in their car. You know, we'd start talking about, I'm Dave Mattingly, and we'd be like, that's a cool name. Like, we should name a song that.
From NPR News in Washington.
One of the things we were doing is doing a lot of impressions while we were recording, and Jack Speer was a frequent one, and we kept going, I'm Jack Speer.
President Obama is asking Congress...
Drummer Dan Rickabus says titles like Dave Mattingly and Jack Speer were basically placeholders. But as they started to really develop the songs, the broadcasters' names started to actually shape each track, so they kept them.
We weren't, like, writing an instrumental based on someone's body of work, or, like, we weren't going to, you know, have it represent the actual people. It was more about, like, the sounds of the names in going with the music. Like, Yuki Noguchi is really, like, you know, like, sleek and catchy, and it just seemed to fit. And, like, another one was called Jack Speer, and we thought that it could be, like, the soundtrack to an action movie, and Jack Speer could be the name of an action hero.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer.
One of the first ones that I really enjoy is Steve Inskeep. We just had these three notes that we kind of improvised right on the spot, and these three notes just sounded like Steve Inskeep, Steve Inskeep, Steve Inskeep, Steve Inskeep. And then it just kind of turned in after adding layers and layers and layers onto the song into this pretty big rock track that's, you know, pretty in your face.
Rickabus says while the track name started off as a joke, in the end they really did help shape the overall theme of the album.
We ended up, you know, using like the emergency broadcast system color bars for the cover art, and I was thinking to myself, like, was it an accident or was it not an accident that the music ended up sounding like something that could be heard on NPR between interviews? I don't know. I really don't.
Public Access even has a song named after Michigan Radio's own Jennifer Guerra. You can hear that as well as all of the other songs being released on their album today. Public Access will perform in Grand Rapids, Lansing, and Traverse City later this month. For Stateside, I'm Emily Fox.
Listener-supported Public Access is currently being recorded and played back in perpetuity locally. Public Access would not be possible without the guidance of Carl Sagan, Jim Henson, Fred Rogers, David Bowie, and listeners like you. And speaking of listeners like you, this is queued up for Morning View.